Love your enemies. On this episode, we're talking about loving your enemies and how hard that is, but I have some awesome tips for you. Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast. The On My Mind podcast is here helping you put good things on your mind, because what's on your mind impacts your day, and we want the impact to be good. We talk about positive Christian mindset. We talk about how important it is for you to love others. We talk about how much of an impact you can make just by changing some little things in the way you approach your day. So I want to encourage you today to keep good things on your mind. And we're talking about how to love your enemies. I want to talk about the shirt really quick. It's a Love Your Enemies from Emmaus Apparel. Emmaus Apparel was awesome, and I wanted to partner with them and become an ambassador of Emmaus Apparel. And so if you want more information about that, stick around to the end of the episode, because we're going to have a little quick commercial about Emmaus Apparel and how you can get the hookup on this dope shirt and other ones available to you. And you get a discount because you know me. So that's the best part, right? But yeah, I'm Remy Keen. I am just a guy going through life with you. Also, I'm a Christian, and I use the tips, the things I go through every day to share with you about life, about how maybe you can learn from my experiences and learn from the experiences of others, and just the suggestions that can improve your life, that can make your life a little bit better. I saw a content creator online. He was talking about how if you just focus and put your nose to the grind and you learn and you learn and you learn and you do it for a whole year, you'll have gained the knowledge of one person for a whole year. But if you and four others all set and learn and learn and learn and teach others as you go, you're going to gain 2 or 3 years worth of knowledge because of all the knowledge that you gained from sharing the opportunity. So sharing this episode, sharing, everything that I've gone through with you, I feel like that's going to help you to then approach your day in a better way, to love others in a better way. So that's the goal. And loving others is pretty easy. Like, just showing love, it's an easier thing than loving your enemies. Loving your enemies is so challenging sometimes, especially when you see that person as an enemy, when you see that person as someone that you're up against, that you need to defend yourself from. It's kind of your downfall in a way, because ultimately you want to realize that that person isn't your enemy. And if they are, define the why behind it and see what you can do to break that down. Because if you think about it, everyone deserves, deserves the worst, or not anyone is really deserving of the grace that they are afforded from Jesus. So if we look at the way Jesus loved others and we want to mirror that aspect and do what he told us to do in loving God and loving others, we need to then practice this. So these are just a couple tips. I'm not an expert, but I have gone through life, so I want to help in any way I can. So number one, stop, breathe, and step back. So you want to step back and stop and breathe. It's like when you think about your enemy or someone who is your enemy, you're instantly probably going to have a feeling of anger that you're wronged by this person. You're going to have feelings of regret, remorse, or something pop up. And that's going to want to cause a trigger, a knee-jerk reaction. Be aware of those feelings and stop yourself. Take a step back, take a deep breath, and show yourself you are no longer in that person. You are no longer in that situation. It's in the past, and seeing the situation objectively is going to help you guide through that reaction in a healthier way. So stop, breathe, take a step back, and look into that situation from a new perspective if you can. I know that I said that really fast, and I said that like it's simple. It's not. I get it. It can be hard, but remember that next time and just try. Stop. Take a step back. Count. Do whatever you need to do to separate from the situation and not let your emotion get the best of you in that. Next, you know your enemy. They're a real person. They've gone through a lot of stuff. They should have an opportunity for you to put yourself in their shoes. Imagine now that you're removed from the situation, that you've done that first step, imagine yourself as them, walking in that person's body, walking in that person's surroundings. What's that person like from the inside? What do they think? What do they feel? What have they gone through that has maybe impacted them and caused them to act in the certain way that causes you to think of them as an enemy? Why would they want to hurt you the way that they did? Think about their motives. You'll have to use your imagination to do this, but it's going to be beneficial, because then you'll maybe have some more perspective on what they're thinking, what they're doing, and why they're doing it. And that's a big, big step. And it really leads into the next step also, which is to seek to understand them. That, of course, is the objective of putting yourself in their shoes. It's empathy. It's something I mention on the podcast so often. But empathy really matters when you know how to use it. So empathy is putting yourself in that person's shoes and being like, would I act any differently if it were me? Like, can I really say that I am so good that if I was in their predicament, in their situation, that I would have treated me any different, that I would have treated myself better? Maybe you can, and maybe that's awesome. But maybe it will help you to realize that I'm not the only person being victimized. I'm not the only person that struggles with things in my life. I'm not the only person that is doing this. I have an opportunity to show this person love and to care about this person and try to understand them. And then next, we need to try to accept them. It's like, accept that they did the wrong thing. They did it. It's like, have you ever done anything wrong? Yeah. Absolutely, I have. So accept it. That person did that. They made a mistake. Instead of fighting with what happened, fighting who the person is and why they made that decision and why they had to do that, take a step back and just say, I accept that you did that, and it's wrong. I guarantee it's wrong. Accepting that someone did it does not give them the right to do it again. It doesn't make it okay. No. But it's a very difficult step that you have to accept that things can't be any different because they already happened. Nothing can be undone once it's done in our linear time life. Nothing can be undone. So now it's the decision point. It is the big decision. Can we forgive that person and let it go? Can we love that person in spite of their wrongdoing? The only way I know how to do this is to pray for them, to let God show you their value, to let God show you, pray and ask God, God, show me this person's value. God, show me this person's lack and need for you, just like I have a lack and need for you, God. It's like, ultimately, when you see your own lack and you see it through the eyes of grace, through the eyes of Jesus, that he paid that price for you, for that person, all before we ever did what we were going to do. He paid it for you, and he paid quite a price. But it's now a free gift you got to receive just for asking and believing. So we should then be overflowing with that love. And it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. But find something to love in that person. Forgive them. Let the past go. And give them an opportunity to repair. Whether that is means you're buddy buddies with them, whether that means you're friends with them still, that's up to you. But and God, and I suggest that you pray about it. But that does mean that they're forgiven. They're, you know, you have forgiven them. And again, forgiveness does not mean they didn't do something wrong. And it just means that the weight is no longer on you. It's not on your back. It's not something that you have to walk around feeling worried about or feeling guilty about. It's something you can now just be free from if you've moved past it. And I know I went through all of this really, really fast. And it's not something that is that easy. It's something that's hard. So I want to invite you actually to another episode that I've done. And it was a special guest that I had on the podcast, and it was an interview style where I got to have Pastor Mark Sowersby or Sowersby on the podcast. And Mark has an incredible testimony of forgiveness. And I would encourage you, if you need more help in the area of forgiveness, Number one, Jesus. Read his story. Try to fully grasp the concept of everything Jesus gave to you. But then number two, go check out that podcast. Listen to his powerful story of what he went through, what he faced, and how ultimately forgiveness was a gift to him all the way through it. So see yourself. Try to see that yourself in that person's shoes and grow. That's all I ask is that you try to grow, because I want this for you. I held on to unforgiveness for a very long time for some people in my life. I have gone through things that, I was like, why did I have to face that? Why did I have to go through something so terrible and painful and awful? And, you know, why did, you know, my brother have to? Why did all the situations surrounding it? And I won't go into detail at this time on that. But what I will say is ultimately when I found the place of forgiveness for that situation, for that happening, and I was able to move forward, God just turned it for good. God turned that whole situation, that whole thing, he turned it around and made it good. He can do that. God will take whatever this awful thing is, he'll take it and he'll turn it and make it work out for good for you, because you love God and you want to see the people around him, around you, impacted for God. That's ultimately what I want, what I hope you want. And if you seek good for those around you, if you want to love your enemies, that's the best way to start. And so I hope this has been beneficial to you. If it has, share it with someone. But man, open your heart. And I want to invite you right now to just talk to God. And I'm going to go ahead and say a quick prayer. But if you want to continue talking to God, I suggest it because it's a great idea. But God, we just thank you right now for the ability of being able to come together over the podcast airwaves, over YouTube airwaves, wherever this is being received. God, I pray for the individual on the other end of this show. God, that you would just touch them and help them with the unforgiveness they're dealing with, God. It's not easy. And whatever they faced, whatever they had to go through, it's not a thing that's easy, God. And I pray that you would make it as easy as possible. Holy Spirit, that you would guide all the way through, that you would guide with love and continually show the person on the other end of my voice, God, that you would show them that they're loved by you so much, that they were forgiven by you, God. And Jesus, we thank you for that. We thank you for that gift that you've given so freely and that we get to receive it and then, God, share it with others. And God, I pray that the person on the other end of my voice just feels an extra boost today, that they feel that boost to forgive, to put themselves in that other person's shoes and see the similarities between our fault. We all have a fault that you paid for, Jesus. And God, I just pray that you move through this. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, thank you so much for allowing me to do that. It's not something I do too often on the podcast, is pray with you, but I just really felt led. I was about to end the episode and then I felt that I needed to do that. So thank you so much again. Share the podcast with someone and have a wonderful and blessed day. I wanted to share with you a little bit about Emmaus Apparel. I've recently become an ambassador for this clothing brand that helps you spark conversations with anyone about Jesus. This is one of their designs. Man, this shirt is so comfortable and just what a nice fit. It goes really well around your arms and it's longer for those of us with longer torsos. So it's a great shirt. Very good fit. And if you use code REMI when you're checking out, you're going to get 15% off of your purchase just by letting them know I sent you. So I've included links to get there, to get to the shop and see everything they have to offer. I will let you know that everything they come out with is a limited time, limited quantity, and really awesome. So they keep dropping new clothes every so often. They'll come out with an epic new design and you need to hop on it and get it and let them know I sent you. Emmaus Apparel, keep them in mind and go check them out now. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. As a reminder, it's awesome when you rate the podcast on your listening platform. So if you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, please take a moment and rate this podcast 5 stars. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. If you'd like to help support us, share this episode with someone you feel can benefit, and make sure to share every episode. Also, if you check us out on YouTube and other social media platforms, that would help as well. Remember to share this episode with a friend. Thank you.